The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Basi Bodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Memalef. The Mishnah says in Amud Beis, Kosha Loshu Shal Zahiris Berosh Soha Mishtaleach, Ve'midoi Keneged Beis Shiluchoi, Ve'lanishchot Keneged Beis Shchitosoi. They tied a Loshu Shal Zahiris, the Soha Mishtaleach, they tied it, the Gemara says, Ben Karnov, and Lanishchot Keneged Beis Shchitosoi. What was the purpose of tying the Loshu Shal Zahiris, this red string, a long red string, the Gemara says, how long it was. So the Gemara seems to be mashma that the purpose was only a practical purpose, in order to not get mixed up the seirim between each other. The one that was supposed to, that was designated Lashem, shouldn't be used Lazazel. The one that was designated Lazazel shouldn't be used Lashem. And furthermore, not to get mixed up seirim achem. There were other seirim there that were used for the kabbonis, not to get mixed up with other behemoths. And then the Gemara says that if it's only functionary, there shouldn't be a shear. How long the Lashon Shal Zahiris? The Gemara brings down other cases where there are Lashon Shal Zahiris. Rav Yitzchok, the Gemara says, Shtei Lishoni Shemati Achashol Poro. Achashol Sor Mishtalech. The Poro was the Lashon Shal Zahiris that the Pasuk says in the beginning of Pashas Chukas. In the Seder Sreifas HaPoro, there was a Lashon Shal Zahiris that was used, and there was a Lashon Shal Zahiris by the Sor Mishtalech. Achas Tzvichoshir, the Achas En Tzvichoshir. However long it is. And the Gemara says how long it had to be. L'chayra, if it's only a simen there to make a hevdel in not getting it mixed up with other animals, there's no reason why it has to have a certain length. A length means there's a chshivus to something. A certain length means that there's a reason for it, but not that the reason is just to make a simen. What's the difference? How long the string is. So this would seem to indicate that there is somewhat more of a reason than just the separating that they shouldn't get mixed up with other behemoths. And the truth of the matter is that we find Gemara is meramis to it, but we find in the Mishnah in Shabbos Perek Tes, the Mishnah says a totally different reason. The Lashon Shel Zahiris, the Mishnah says like this: Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Minayin Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zahiris Berosh Soya Mishtalech Shneemar Im Yuchat Oechem Kashonim. If your averus will be kashonim, will be like crimson, like red, kashala galbinu, the color of chet is red, kashala galbinu, they'll be whitened like snow, either the kaparas avoinis. And sure enough, the Gemara says, by us, that alpinet, in the years that Klaiso was zoicha, there was ashor sashchina, the loshen shal zahiris that was tied would turn white alpinet. So it would seem that there's something beyond, there's something deeper than just the simen on the behemoth. There's another mokim, a more halacha basis, to be mistapik, what the reason for Lashon Shel Zahiris is, and that's a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says in Shkolim as a general rule, Perek Dalet, and after that, in Mishnah Shkolim, learn Shkolim, before Yuma, the Mishnah is a mechalik between things that are brought from Trumas Alishka and things that are brought from Shiori Alishka. Trumas Alishka are the coins that were given for the Machtus HaShekel, the coins that were put in the Lishka where the coins were taken. There was a truma, there was a gathering of the kohen who was mamuna, went in and took a whole pile of shkolim. Those were used for the korban tamid and for other korban tzibur and for things that are shaykh to korbanos. Kedusha's korbanos was given to the truma salishka. It's what's called truma. It's merim. It's a lashon meruma. It's a lashon of being uplifted. They were used for the korbanos themselves. There were other things that were used for Tzorche Ho'ir, Tzorche Yerushalayim, and so on. And that's called Shi'ore Halishka. There was mama that was used from Hegdish. It was allowed to be used from Hegdish, but it wasn't from the money of the Trumas Halishka itself, because they're not Karbonis. So over there the Mishnah lists, HaTruma Ma'o Yo'isim Behem, Tmidim Musofin, Nischeim, Oymer Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, V'chol Karbonis Hatziba, basically everything that was used for Karbonis. Mishnah Beis, Poir, Poro, V'soy HaMishtalech, V'loshon Shel Zahiris, Boy Mitrumas Alishka. The Mishnah says it came Mitrumas Alishka. So again, we have over there the Poro. The Poro Adum is a carbon. The Torah calls it Chatos. The Gemara Dashens by us in Yuma in a few places. Other in the Gemara in Zvachim, Soya Mishtaleach, interesting, Soya Mishtaleach is called a carbon, we're going to get back to that. Loshen Shal Zahiris, which Loshen Shal Zahiris, it doesn't say clearly. L'choyre means I'll take Tzreif Sapor, that's what the Rav says over there. But then the Mishnah says, the Kevesh of the Poro, there was a ramp that was built in Yerushalayim to bridge the valley, it shouldn't be a Chashash of Tumah that was in the ground below, so the taking the Poro Adumah with the Kahanim out to Har HaZeisim was done from the Kevesh Poro. That's not a carbon. That only facilitates the proper carrying out of the carbonis. The Kevesh Soy HaMishtaleach, and the Kevesh that the Kohen that we're going to describe in the 6th Perek of Mitzvah Hashem went out, the Ish Iti went out with the Soy HaMishtaleach, the Loshon Shebein Karnov, the Loshon Zahiris that's Bein Karnov of the Soy HaMishtaleach, all these things are not carbons. Again, the Shema Kolelas are things that are necessary for the functioning of Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, so the proper functioning of carbonis, the roads that were necessary in order to carry out different avoiders, Beis Hamikdash. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam brings down Hilchishkol and Perik Dalet, the Loshon Ben Karnov, the Loshon Zahiris that was tied Ben Karnov of the Soya Mishtaleach, Boyin Mitshuma Salishka, L'chor not like the Mishnah. So they say in Pshat that the way he learns, the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah, maybe he has an alternative, maybe he has a little bit of a different gear, so, but the way they say, Tzimiyash of our gear, so which is not the Poshta reading, is not Kevesh Poro, the Kevesh Soam Shalach, I'm reading the Mishnah in Shkolim again, the Loshon Shebein Karnov, that the Loshon came from, the Kevesh that was used for the Soam Shalach and the Loshon Shebein Karnov that was on the soil. The Loshon itself is in the ratio of the Mishnah that was used from the Karbonis, even though the Pashtus is that the Loshon Shal Zahiris that the ratio discusses is going on the Loshon Shal Zahiris that was thrown in the fire of the Poro. That was part and parcel of the Haktorah, of that krova of the Poro to facilitate it being turned into Eifer Poro, that's a carbon. That comes from Trumas Alishka. The Pashtus is Loshon Shebein Karnov in the Sefer. That itself was paid for from the Shiori Alishka. It's not a carbon. The Rambam will read Loshon Shebein Karnov is part of the Soam Shtaleach, where the Kevesh was the ramp that was used, the road that was used to facilitate the doing of the Soam Shtaleach, the taking out of the Soam Shtaleach, that was taken from Shiori Alishka. That would be the way the Rambam will read it. But, forgetting about reading for a second, let's think about it. What is the Rambam telling us? If the Rambam holds, that means that the Rambam holds Misvara, that it comes Mitruma Salishka. I'm sorry, the Rambam holds that the Loshon Shel Zahiris comes Mitruma Salishka, it is part of a carbon. Is there a din carbon? What are the other poskim hold? The other Rishonim that bring that it's not part of a carbon. Pashas, they hold that the Loshon Shel Zahiris was not part of the carbon. Now, if it's necessary to be mavchin bein soil l'soil, l'chor it's part of the carbon itself. It's part of the facilitating the carbon. So it could be the Rambam holds that since it's only there with Simon and Balma, it's not part of the carbon. Since it's not used as part of the etim seder akrova, then it's not part of the carbon. It's shayich that would be the other way the other person would hold. It could be the Rambam would hold that it comes from the Trumas Halishka, it is part of the carbon, because it's necessary to be mavchin between soil and soil. That means that the carbon itself is mechayivit. It's not just something to facilitate the road that they carry out the carbon with. It's part of the carbon, because you need it in order to define which is the soil Hashem, soil Azazel, and so on. So maybe that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim that hold that the Loshon Shel Zahiris come from the Shiori Alishka. Reb Chaim in a shtickel in the Grach al Hashas on the Sechei Shkolim adds an extra level of commentary to the din of Loshon Shel Zahiris. Reb Chaim says, let's think for ourselves if Soam Shtaleach B'chlal is defined as a carbon. The Gemara says later on in the 6th parak that there's a din of Shchut Echutz on the Soam Shtaleach. The Gemara says that if both Seirim were taken out, the Soil Hashem and Soil HaZazel, before the vidui of the Kohen on the Soil Hashem, before the vidui on the Soil HaZazel, which defined it, Kanireh from the Gemara, defined it as a final definition that this is Hashem and HaZazel, before the vidui, since each one would be ro'i, to be bol lefnei Hashem, each one is ro'i like rovo, if you take both of them out, if somebody would take both of them out of shecht, it would have an issur of shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz, as a rule, is only the lav, the chayvei krisus, of shechting a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is only insofar that's ro'i la'krovo. So we see from the Gemara of Chaim says, that the soil la'zozel, even though it was already designated, they took the one and they said la'shem, they took the other one, they said la'zozel, is defined as a carbon. Till when? Till after the vidui on the se'irim. At that point, it turns into a soil mishtalech l'chor, it's not a carbon, it was taken out. We'll see, I mean, it's Hashem later on, the sugis, that it could be that there was a certain amount of avoid the shame avoid the in the tchil latzuk when they pushed it down. That maisa is also part of a maisa that one does in the sar, but it's not a maisa korban. It's not a hakrova. The sar mishtalech l'chayr faket, the way we described in the previous few shiurim, l'chayr, the understanding of the sar mishtalech is that you take both of them, that a roi lakrova, the chaloy shame korban is on both seirim together, and thereafter, one sar is taken out of the realm of kodesh, it's taken out of the realm of korban, and it's pushed away, it's pushed down the mountain, and it's not a korban. It's not pshat that you do a korban outside. Let's say like the parah aduma, which is a, we'll say that the parah aduma, the Torah calls a chatas, it is a hakrovas korban. There are psulim that are in karbonis by parah aduma. So over there, the definition is that it's a korban, which is agdamah, the parah aduma is not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a korban which is brought to facilitate tahara, from tumas ameis, the parah aduma was used to be metarim in tumas ameis, to facilitate being roi to bring a korban. So it's a carbon on the way to bringing a carbon. It's outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a carbon. The Sar Mishtalech is faket. It was part of a carbon, and it was taken out of the realm of carbonis, and it's pushed away, it's taken out, and it's pushed down. The Sar Lazozel. So Reb Chaim says that it's a carbon until after it's taken out, until after the vidui. In that case, he says that the soyer, at kama, that the Loshon Shel Zohiris was tied around it for identification, it's part of the carbon. It was a carbon, it's part of the carbon. It has to come from the Trumas Alishka, not from the Shiori Alishka. That's what the Rambam holds. Again, the other Rishonim hold that since the Sor Lazozel is not a carbon, so right now it's only used as identification, it's an identifying feature on the Karnov, Ben Karnov Shaloshin, Shal Sor Lazozel, it's not part of the carbon. Could be they hold that the Sor Lazozel is essentially not a carbon. So that's the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim. Again, we mentioned the Mishnah in Shabbos, where the Mishnah says, seems to say that the reason for tying the Loshon Shel Zohiris, it could be that the Mishnah in Shabbos is only referring to the Loshon Shel Zohiris that they kept back, that they hung from, says the Azor, the Chaloyim, the Heichel, that they hung in the Beis HaMikdash to turn white, but the Loshon Shel Zohiris that was on the Karnov of the Sar Mishtaleach, maybe that was part of the carbon. It's only the one that was back home in the Beis HaMikdash, that was still in the realm of Beis HaMikdash. It was there as a simon for Klal Yisrael to see that the Averis turned white, that it was Kaporos Avonis. Says they used to push them, go out, they were waiting for Kaporos Avonis. So it could be that only that is not part of the carbon. That's there for a simon for Klal Yisrael. That's Tzorche Ho'ir, Tzorche Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a carbon. But maybe the one that's part of the source, the Tzorche that was sent out, is part of a carbon like we said in the Rambam. Or maybe, even though it was there as a simen, but it was part of the carbon that the simen of Tahara, of Kapora, should show up in the carbon itself, the Loshon Shel Zohiris that was tied Ben Karnov of the Sar Mishtalech itself turned white. So it could be in that sense, that's also part of the carbon. The symbolic Imyu Chato Echem Kashoni, Kashel Galbinu, being on the Karnov of the Sar Mishtalech, maybe that itself is part of the carbon. That remains to be defined. Just to add one nekuda, the idea of the emu chateichem kashani kashelig albinu we discussed in the previous year, how the shnei seirim ra and toiv when they mixed up be'etzim is like Yodei Echezes Vakev Esav is Yaakov and Esav that were Shnei Goyim Bevitnich, that were tied up together, and they had to be Nizbar Zem Mizem. That's the process. Shove Bekoima, Shove Belikicho. Yaakov and Esav come together, and the way to be Mavatal Ra from Tov is by separating the two, and that is the Kapara, to go back to that state where Ra and Tov are separate from each other, and then one is able to live his life to be Boicha Batov when there's no Ra mixed up in the Tov itself. In that sense, it makes a lot of sense that the symbolic color that was used to represent the chet in reference to the kapor of the son of Mishtaleach was red. The pasuk says, Mufurish, in the beginning of Pashas told us, the defining moment in Esav's life is when he came, Yaakov was cooking Nezir Adoshim. Yaakov Avinu gave Esav to eat from the Nezir Adoshim. He bought Mikhali Kayoim, he sold his Bechayri, he sold his Elam Haba, he took the pot of he poured it down his throat, he ate, and that was it. Esav was finished, kaput. His ois, chelik in Elam Haba, ois chelik in the Bechayra, ois chelik in Nitzchias. Al Kain, the pasuk says, Koresh Moy Edoim. He's called red, he's called Al Shem, the color of the food that he ate. Shiloh. Let's say he would have eaten something that was purple, he would have drunk grape juice. So he'd be called Sigal, he'd be called Segal. Because the color purple is called segel. If he's blue, he'd be called kachoyl. What about is the color of the food is his name? Alkein korosh moy edoim. He's called edoim. Esav is called edom alayim. Is al shame the color red? What is that telling us? Why is the color of the food significant? And the mefarshim akadmoyim machumish, the Maral, Rabbi Hirsch, others explain that the symbolic meaning of the color red. Red represents something that catches the eye. The Gemara says that big day pritzusa are bright red colors. Anybody ever wondered why they make fire trucks red? It's in order that you should see it from far away. Red is the color that most catches the eye. In a spectrum of light, the colors Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, and so on. The furthest one is violet. Cheles represents the world that's past the eye. The supernatural world, the world of Ruchnius. Red represents the Olam HaGashmi, blood, Ki Adamu HaNefesh. The physical reality of life is red. Esav saw red, that's what we say in English. A bull sees red and he goes Meshuggah. Esav saw red and he went Meshuggah. He was willing to throw away all of his Nitzchias for some red. What defines Edoim is his concentration. What Esav is his concentration, focus, and interest only in the here and now. He's not interested in what doesn't meet the eye. He's not interested in beyond. He's not interested in tomorrow. Michuli kayoim b'cheros. He's interested only in kayoim. His world is only today. Oichal, noichal v'nishta hayoim u'mochonomis. That's the world of Esav. That's the world of Ra. Yaakov was willing to give away his food in order to facilitate his getting something michuli kayoim in order to get something for tomorrow. Yaakov Klal Yisrael, Ruchnius, lives in the world of tomorrow, the world of long-term. It's not even a matter of Ruchnius, it's a matter of maturity. Short-term investments make less money, long-term investments make more money. Yaakov invests long-term. Ish Ruchni invests in something that has returns long-term. Adam Hagashmi, a person who's immature, an Esav, Alkein Koresh Moy Edom, invests in things that catch the eye today. That is the tzura of the way Chet is boiled in the symbolic sense of the Sar Mishtaleach, is in the color red. We might add that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yerios that covered the Mishkan, I'm saying not in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, the way it's described in Parshas Truma, had with it four colors. It had with it the color white. The color white represents Tahara, a lack of being Dovik in Gashmis. The Shoni, there were four colors in the Yerios. There was the Sheish Mojzar, there was the Shoni, Argomon and Tcheles. And those are four stages in the development of a healthy Adam Ruchni, Rabbi Hirsch says in Pashas Truma. White, the Sheish Moshe, is Tahara, like we find over here. The Kohen Gadol went in. Umichne Sevad, he went in with Big Day Bad. Bad represents Tahara. Yuchadechim HaShonim HaShalim Yabinu. There's the color red is pure Gashmias. A person comes in this world kulay ruchni, the neshama. He comes to this world, the only thing he lives in is the physical sense. As he gets older, he sees this world of ruchnis, there's a world of the spirit, there's a world of beyond. That color is the color of Argomon. It's a more royal purple. the color that's beyond, that doesn't meet the eye, that a person can barely see ultraviolet, they call it ultraviolet rays, the color of tcheles dem leyam, yam dem lerekir, and so on, that is the color of tcheles. So those four colors represent different stages in a person's growing up, growing into becoming an Adam Ruchni. The white, then he has to battle with the physical world that takes him over, that's the Chut HaShon, the color of red. Edom is stuck there. Esav is stuck there forever. In Yuchat HaEchem HaShoni, Kashel HaYabinu, we go back to a state of Neshama Shunasati B'Toirihi. The development of a person in this world is to change his color red into Argoman, and thereafter in Tcheles, to be Dovuk in the Kisei HaKovet.